Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, and you're tuning in to Therapy in a Nutshell. And today we're going to talk about a very important subject that I run into in my private practice a lot. And I have with me today a very special person who has a ton of information about this subject. We're going to be talking about seniors and elderly care and placement and what are your resources. And so with me today is Marianne Seifert, and she has Marianne's Senior Placement Services. Now, I got to tell you a little backstory here. I met Marianne, I think it was 2001, when my husband, Richard, who passed away, but his mom needed long-term care, and she was elderly and going under and pretty infirmed, and we did not have a clue what to do or how to do it or where to go. And someone referred me to Marianne. So we met a very long time ago when we were both younger.
And 23 years ago.
23 years ago, which made us both like 20, right?
Exactly.
Anyway, Marianne met with Rich and me and took us through everything. Then she interviewed Rich's mom and she helped us figure out what to do. And it was an eye-opener about how much we were uninformed or misinformed about information and how uneducated we were about what we needed and how unprepared we were financially for it, medically for it, everything. So we cut our teeth on placing Rich's mom. And then my father got Alzheimer's and he was pretty sick for about 10 years. And in the last couple years of his Alzheimer's, my husband, Richard, started going into behavioral variant frontal temporal degeneration. So there's an overlap of a couple of years there, which was pretty hard. Mm-hmm. And then Rich was very sick and died in 2016. And so all of this medical placement, who can help, what can you afford, what can't you afford, is a special art. So we have the artist of senior care sitting right here with me to do this podcast. So, Marianne, just to start, tell us what you do and how it helps, and give us some background for what you're doing.
Well, like I said, I've been working with seniors in this service, Marianne Senior Placement Services, for 23 years. So, but prior to that, I have always worked with seniors in some capacity. So all through high school, I worked in skilled nursing facilities. I used to work in a rehabilitation center as a social services director. So I really, every career path I've chosen has been working with seniors, and I just really enjoy that. So I decided to start this service because I saw a real need for people to sort of see the bigger picture on the aging process when we get older. There are things we just don't think about when we age, and going into a home is definitely not one of them.
And the thing I see a lot in my office is a whole lot of denial.
A lot of denial.
I won't need that. I'll be fine.
Yes, you know. My husband will take care of me. Uh-huh. So I help people usually when they have endured being a caregiver for maybe a spouse or a parent, and they're really thinking about maybe not future, but it's usually more immediate when I enter the picture.
Yes.
Because we just don't want to think about these things.
We don't. But when I hear about it in my office is when people are saying, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. They're not getting sleep. The caregiving is getting physically impossible, emotionally impossible.
Correct. And that's when I get the calls to help them work out and understand what their options are.
Yes.
And help them understand the differences between what a skilled nursing facility is, what a rehabilitation center is, what an assisted living facility is, what memory care is. Mm-hmm. So there's all these different terms that are thrown around and people just truly don't understand the differences between all of those. And so I help them navigate and understand, like I said, what the options will be for their loved one.
It is such a valuable service. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go over what you do. We're going to talk about why people can afford to have you help
them.
That's
the big one.
It's huge. And it's the first one I hear all the time. Mm-hmm. We're also going to talk about some of the emotional issues of placing a spouse or a parent or even your adult child or even your younger child. I've had people who have special needs children who are now late teens, adulthood, and not controllable, and they need help with placement. There's a lot that happens. So we're going to talk about those aspects, and by the end of this podcast, I want people to feel like they have a better handle and they're better prepared to deal with this.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the questions that people need to get answered. So one of the questions I hear a lot in my private practice is people need help and they have no idea how to get it. In fact, they don't even know you exist and your services exist. So I start to tell them that you have a senior placement service and you're really good at it and I've known you forever and I really trust you. And then their next worry is finances. Because at this point, everybody caregiving is worried about finances. So can you tell our listeners, how does that work? How do the finances part work for you?
So how I get paid?
Yeah, what's your business model?
What's my business model? So I've been doing this business, like I said, for 23 years. And so I have established a reputation of integrity, honesty.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
And just for letting our listeners know where we're at, we're in Redding, California, mm-hmm. if we're allowed to say that.
Yes, we are.
Which is a very small town.
Northern California.
Northern California.
And San Francisco is not Northern California. Exactly. There's a lot more northern than northern than San Francisco.
Exactly. So I wanted to put that out there first, but the business model is whenever I get a referral for someone in need, and I will get referrals from, let's say, their primary care physician or senior centers or hospitals, case managers, so people working with seniors in some capacity, they'll refer a client to me, and so I will meet with that client, help them, of course, understand their options. And how I get paid is through the facilities. So if, let's say, I'm helping somebody and it ends up being that we work together in finding a facility for them, an assisted living facility, that's my specialty, or residential care or memory care facilities. If we get to that point and they go into a care facility, that particular place would pay me a little referral fee. Mm-hmm. So there's no cost for my clients to use my service. And I always tell them, please make me work for my money.
And you do.
Yes, and I do. And I'm very mindful of mm-hmm. that because it is a very sensitive time in our lives to talk about placement. And so I'm very sympathetic and mindful of helping people that way, but that's the business model. So I only get paid if a person goes into a care facility and it works out. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to be happy. It has to be successful.
And I see you do that so beautifully.
Yeah.
And this is where you're an artist.
Yeah,
I remember you interviewing Rich's mom like 3 times and her basically saying, I don't need this. And you had the patience of a saint. and you were kind and compassionate. And I remember the first time you left and said, well, if it turns out that this is something you need, I can come back and interview you again.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like heavy sighing.
Right. It's a process.
Yes, but you were beautiful and sincere and kind and loving, and it was wonderful.
Well, good.
And a very difficult case.
Well, I try very hard to match people up with places that are a good fit. That's pretty darn important to me because these are, we're entering our last part of life, our last stage of life, our last adventure in life, our last journey in life. Mm-hmm. And it has to be good. It has mm-hmm. to be where you're going to feel like you're going to get the care that you need. It's important.
It is. Now, there's something I often see in my practice. Because Rich died of a brain disease and I was a caregiver for so long plus working, I see people that are caregivers sometimes mm-hmm. because they know I understand. Mm-hmm. One of the statements I hear so often, and I'm wondering if you hear this, is I promised my mom I'd never put her in a facility. I promised my spouse that they could stay home till they died. I promised, mm-hmm. fill in the blank.
Right.
And they don't realize that caregiving takes a huge toll on the caregiver. In fact, I've read this in my doctoral research and things like that, that it's caregivers often die before the person they're caregiving 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It's huge. And so what's going to happen to your, we call them LOs, your loved ones. What's going to happen to your loved one if you die first? And are you going to allow this to kill you as a caregiver?
Well, and we make these promises not knowing what's in store for us. We don't know the burden of being a caregiver. We don't know that when you're telling your loved one these promises, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know the toll that it takes on a caregiver. So, you know, those promises can be amended.
Well, they have to
it's
be.
It's like any contract can be amended.
Well, and I encourage people to say, I will keep you as long as I can.
Right.
They also picture, well, I'll bring in home care. But they don't realize that can be $42 an hour.
Correct.
For some of these care that you call up and they send somebody. They're $40 an hour sometimes. You're not going to pay minimum wage for in-home care. And who has $12,000 a month or $6,000 a month to pay for in-home care? And that's just at today's rates.
Right.
So people are unaware. They're unprepared and uninformed about what in-home care costs or what will happen if they get sick or they fall and break their hip and they're caring for somebody. Mm-hmm. What happens. So that's one reason I wanted to do this podcast. I want people to be better informed and better prepared. So you see that guilt response of you go out to see somebody and they go, I just feel so horrible that I can't do this anymore. That's a therapeutic issue for them. And you handle that beautifully, by the way. So what other big issue do you see besides the guilt issue? What kind of thing do you deal with on a regular basis?
Probably the financial part.
Okay.
Because healthcare is so expensive on every level, mm-hmm. even in assisted living facilities or memory care facilities. Everything costs quite a bit of money. And we are in the state of California, so our state has restrictions on what kind of care they'll pay for. So people, especially the generation that I work with, people in their 80s and 90s, tend to have a mindset that the government will take care of them. And that is unfortunately not true. So people, because of that mindset, they haven't planned financially for their futures. Because again, we don't think that this is ever going to happen to us.
Right. The denial is huge.
Right. So that is probably the biggest issue, especially for married couples. Because if they've only saved X amount of dollars that they feel will last them through the end of their life, you don't plan for, okay, a care facility now is needed and you're going to be paying $5,000 a month for.
Or $10,000
a month. Or $10,000 a month, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's scary. And so that's probably the biggest fear is, okay, if you have a healthy spouse and they run through all of their money paying for their debilitated spouse, what's left for them when they need care?
Nothing.
Right. So they hang on and they stay being that primary caregiver for as long as they possibly can. So money is a major, especially in the state of California.
And this issue I see in my office is that people are misinformed. Mm-hmm. For example, I had someone not that long ago say to me, well, we have long-term care insurance. And I said, well, you need to go pull out that policy and you need to see what they actually pay for and how long a care. Because they thought, well, if the person's spouse was going into Alzheimer's. And they said, well, once the spouse needs care, we'll just kick in our long-term care policy. So I said, go read that.
Right. I would recommend that you review your long-term care insurance policy and really understand how it works, when it works, and how much it's going to pay.
Well, this person came back and found out that where the thought was it would all be paid for, found out it paid $150 a day. And do you know a place that's $150 a day these days? It's more like $450 a day, right?
Right. So it
you have to make up the difference.
Correct. So long-term care insurance policies usually pick up or they'll reimburse for the majority of the care or partial of the amount the care is going to cost. But that's why it's important to know how much it costs and do your research on the real costs of care, whether that right. be in a skilled nursing facility, whether that be in an assisted living facility. You should really understand the cost of everything. And I get a lot of calls just because people want to know where the market is, what are the going rates, so that they can understand what to expect.
And that would be a great article. Might already be in there. Mm-hmm. Marianne has a book that she does every month. You do it? Random intervals?
I do it yearly.
Oh, yearly.
I tried so hard to do it quarterly.
Well, it's beautiful. It's a book called The Senior Source. And you can go to her website, which is readingseniorsource.com. This book is a wealth of information. Mm-hmm. And that would be a great article for this book of the resources that you think you've planned fall short.
Correct, right.
Well, and between the denial and the avoidance and the promises people make, and they think I can do this forever when it mm-hmm. first starts. And then after a while, they're exhausted.
Caregiver burnout.
And I remember Rich stayed very cognitively aware, even though he was losing all control of his behavior, because he had behavioral variant frontal temporal degeneration. His brain was disintegrating in his frontal and temporal lobes. So I remember him looking at me going, FTD is going to kill you before it kills me, Patty. It's taking you under. And I was just like, I never say die. That's kind of my personality. So I was just pushing along. And he said, this is killing you. But how many seniors are aware that their caregiver's going under? I think that's unusual, isn't it?
I think it is unusual, because usually a person that's being cared for has cognitive issues like we were talking about, and they're mm-hmm. unaware of their needs, and they're unaware of the toll it's taking on their caregiver. Mm-hmm. It's usually because of some form of dementia there, and so the awareness just isn't there.
And then I see people that are aware and feel like a huge burden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a head injury, or they've broken a hip, and mm-hmm. they've broken their back, and they're infirmed, and they need a ton of care, and they're aware. Right. And feel guilty and like a burden, but they don't want to go to a home either. They want to stay home.
Right.
So it's a huge emotional issue.
It really is. And just having the conversation is so therapeutic in itself to mm-hmm. talk about futurizing your situation. Okay, what if, all the what ifs, you know, what if I can't transfer you onto the toilet?
Right. Or help you take a shower.
What the what ifs and tackle those. What are your resolutions to those issues? And maybe placement, everything points to placement. Mm-hmm. And placement, there are so many wonderful facilities and communities we have here. Oftentimes people want to go because
beautiful.
Yes, we have some wonderful places. It's not as scary. It's scary at first because it's mm-hmm. something new. But I'll tell you, the best thing you can do is go out and actually look at the different places yes. in your state. If you're not in California, if you are in California or other states, go see what the options just look like. They're not going to charge you just for taking tours. And it's just really good education mm-hmm. to know what is a skilled nursing facility, what is assisted living. Understand they're very different.
Very different.
And just know the differences, especially when it comes to cost.
Yes. Like I've had people that say, there's an Alzheimer's memory care facility here in town. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And people have said, well, I'm just going to place my spouse there. And I said, did you ask how much it is? Mm-hmm. And they go, no.
Right.
And it's like $10,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And their eyes get wide and they say, well, we don't have that kind of money. And then here's another piece of it. They'll say, we'll do a reverse mortgage on our house because maybe they're a senior who has paid their house off. And they say, we've got, you know, a couple $100,000 equity in our home. And you need to really understand what a reverse mortgage does because it is not as simple as we're just going to have that money. And they're never going to ask us
to pay it
until we die. And it also can leave the spouse, the surviving spouse, mm-hmm. without equity in a house, without anything. It's complicated.
It's very complicated.
So know that the finances need to be carefully considered. And you also need legal consult for a will and trust, for what you qualify for. Like people say, well, I'll just go on Medi-Cal, but you need to know if you qualify for that. My Medicare will pay for it. Well, that's huge wake-up call. Medicare does not pay for long-term care.
No, it doesn't. So, yes, so it's really important to understand and have your estate plan prepared. Mm-hmm. And usually within another important piece, just a little piece of information I think it's important to talk about is to make sure in your estate plan that you have a power of attorney
yes.
all set up, and you need to do a power of attorney before a person becomes incapacitated. You can't do a power of attorney if a person is incapacitated. So
right.
it will allow the caregiver spouse to be able to make healthcare decisions, be able to pay bills and have access to bank accounts mm-hmm. if a person does become incapacitated, because usually I have married couples that one spouse takes care of all the bills and they take care of all the finances, and the other spouse doesn't understand how it all works. And
right.
so
I see that a lot too.
Yes. And you just have to be so educated and have a power of attorney for healthcare, power of attorney and financial. Both are equally important.
The other thing I see is you need to really check out who's going to be your power of attorney and your medical power of attorney. You need to know they want to do it mm-hmm. because I see people who get that dumped on them and they're very resentful. And then I see people who are incapable of making those decisions mm-hmm. because all they want to do is keep their elderly parent alive. And also you need to know the difference between a DNR and, I mean, it's huge. One of my podcasts that I did with Dr. Richard Malachi is about what exactly is a DNR and how does it work and the difference in that and end-of-life decisions. So these are huge senior care decisions.
Absolutely.
And I deal with them all the time in my office because I start saying, well, has your spouse told you if they are bedridden or not capable, or do they want you to do extraordinary means?
Right.
Do they want a feeding tube? Do they want antibiotics to mm-hmm. fix something that mm-hmm. could have gently taken them out and not made them in a nursing home? Mm-hmm. So these are huge decisions. But the most important thing is that you prepare in advance.
And talk to your doctor about it.
Talk to your doctor. Read the book like The Senior Source. Know that you and your spouse have set yourself up for the worst that could happen.
Right.
And that's what people don't like to do. Mm-hmm. But if you are a family that's in need and you're trying to figure out what to do with your senior and what type of placement they need and where they could go and what they can afford, that's your expertise. Coming out and meeting with the family and meeting with the right. senior and figuring out they've got these issues and this is appropriate placement for them. And then you help them figure out what they can afford if they have long-term care mm-hmm. insurance.
We look at that. Mm-hmm.
Or if they have the ability. There are people with money that say, oh, it's not a problem, I'll pay for it. But I think more people say, gulp.
Mm-hmm. Where they've only planned for a certain amount and they have to make that last as long as both of, if there are two spouses, that they have enough to last the rest of their life. Yeah.
It's a tough, tough decision. And you are such an incredible resource for these people. So if you go to Marianne's website, which is readingseniorsource.com, you can see her services, you can send her an email, you can figure out whether it's appropriate to have her come out to interview your senior. And she will help you figure this out. Mm-hmm. That's her job, and she's really good at it. And you very much earn your money, by the way.
Yes, right.
This is a calling for you.
It is. It really, truly is, because I meet with people in all different stages of the process.
Oh,
you know, and sometimes placement never happens. But I meet with people who are just wanting to do what we're talking about, is plan ahead and understand mm-hmm. costs and preliminaries and paperwork and the mm-hmm. need to make sure you have a doctor on board, to people that are in full crisis mode. Mm-hmm. You know, their father fell, broke a hip, and now they have to look for a place because he can no longer live on his own anymore. So I meet with people in all different stages of the aging process, really.
Yes. Yeah. And they're not all elderly. Some are not. They're just ill.
Mm-hmm.
You do an amazing service for people.
Thank you. I love it. I love it. And then also I wanted to add to mm-hmm. Veterans. The Veterans Administration has all different kinds of services and programs and a little extra money if you qualify for certain programs. But so if you're a veteran, a wartime veteran, there's, you know, that should be explored as well, what benefits are out there for them.
And you need to know that that can be an arduous process. When I qualified my dad for veterans, he was a World War II vet and commander in the United States Navy. It took me a year and a half and literally a 1 foot high stack of paperwork to get him qualified for. It was, I think, at the time, $1,500 a month mm-hmm. to help with care.
Quite now, a bit more now.
Well, he had Alzheimer's, too, but mm-hmm. but think about that. That would not have covered in-home placement
Correct.
Or in-care placement for him.
Just a portion of it.
It would have helped. Mm-hmm. And the Veterans mm-hmm. Services, the Veterans Assisted Living Place was not built yet here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then this is where misinformed comes in, too, because I knew that that home being built was for veterans and spouses. And so when my dad had already died and my mom needed care, so we went down there and we did the tour and she picked out a room. And then I found out she didn't qualify because my dad had already passed away. But nowhere was that made really clear until we were sitting down to sign the paperwork. And they looked at me and said, oh, your father, who was the veterans, already died? And I said, yes. And they said, we're sorry, she doesn't qualify. And I went, oh, whoa. And she looked at me with big eyes, and because it had taken her a lot emotionally to get ready to go into assisted living.
That's where she thought she was going to move, yeah.
And she'd picked out a room and everything. But
yeah,
she would have only qualified if she went into assisted living while my dad was in assisted living there. Already there.
Correct.
But that was a slight detail that I didn't quite understand. And we went out in the parking lot and sat in the car and just kind of went,
now what are we going to do?
What? And so it was a tough time.
Yeah. Right. So just asking questions like that and educate. But still, I mean, who knew that that would be something that wasn't said to you,
who knew that it was a detail that I didn't know. And that's what I mean by the uneducated part,
right?
Because I'm a very educated person and I ask a lot of questions and I thought I had vetted this whole mm-hmm. thing, but I didn't get that one little detail and it was pretty horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the reasons I wanted to do this show with you, because so many of us who can be sandwich generation, sandwiched between our senior parents and our children. Mm-hmm. So many seniors who are caring for spouses. So many young grandchildren who have an elderly grandparent and there's no parent in between that's helping. They're at a loss. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to figure out how to handle this. And that's where you come in. Mm-hmm. And if you've gotten anything out of this podcast, know that there are resources like Marianne Senior Placement Services. And know that now is the time to ask the questions, to research, to find out what your long-term care insurance really provides. If you need it. Yeah, and spend the money on a will and trust. Don't just print off your little will off the internet and think you've made a will. Mm-hmm. Because if you have enough assets, you have to have a trust. Or your heirs can go into probate and all sorts of legal complications that you didn't even plan for.
Exactly.
It's huge and complicated. Spend the time and the money to get the expert advice that you need from the attorneys that do this, from people like Marianne Seifert, who are experts at the senior placement issue, which is complicated and huge.
Right. Just plan ahead. And just making one phone call will sort of be a domino effect, because it'll take you to, and everybody's situations are different. Mm-hmm. You know, some maybe not even have an estate that they have to plan for, mm-hmm. but having power of attorney is still important. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just making one call can start the conversation, start the process, and get to where you need to be. Mm-hmm. So you're well ahead of any kind of crisis that might come up. You're definitely will be prepared for it. And the hospitals require this a lot as well, you know, making mm-hmm. sure there's a power of attorney in place. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I did is when I had a power of attorney for my mom and my dad, and I had the power of attorney for Rich, mm-hmm. I went and filed them at both hospitals yep. here in town, so that when I would show up at the emergency room with my mom when she fell again, they just pull up the computer and go, yes, we see you're her power of attorney.
Right.
And that saved a lot of time and effort.
A lot of time. It was good. So you want to, when you do power of attorney, you want to make sure all the health institutions have it, but also financial institutions. So your banks, if you do a power of attorney for finances, you want to make sure they have a copy of that, or they may have their own form that they use.
Yes.
So every institution has a different way of doing things. So you just want to know.
And it's, and you know,
if you need to access money and you don't have that in place, it becomes a real hardship.
Well, picture this. You've got an 85-year-old mom and a 90-year-old dad, and one of them is slipping and the other one is still trying to pay the bills, and someone is a power of attorney, but they've never designated who it is, and they both need care, and all of a sudden their 60-year-old children are going, what do we do? And who has a what to do what mm-hmm. with the bills? And can they afford anything? It's, mm-hmm. I hear stuff like this all the time.
Right.
And it's pretty amazing.
Right.
And you don't know how uninformed you are until you figure out how uninformed you are.
Exactly. But, and it's hard to talk to your parents about these things too, because I know my parents, well, my father's in his 80s, late mm-hmm. 80s, and he's very private. He does not like to talk about these things, but I'm starting the conversations with him and educating him on the importance of having all these things in place. And it's finally, you know, sinking in.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing I hear in my practice a lot too. If I get Alzheimer's, if I'm that sick, I'm just going to take myself out and I don't need to worry about this stuff. Well, guess what? Taking yourself out isn't easy either. And death with
that
dignity.
That requires a plan too.
Yes. And death with dignity is incredibly complicated and difficult mm-hmm. and not as emotionally simple as I'll just do this. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be prepared on a whole lot of different levels. Right. So if that's been your plan, that you're just going to exit stage left, you need to listen to my podcast on DNR. Because if you think you're going to just look at the doctor and say, don't bring me back, doc, it's not that simple. And if you think your spouse can stand up and say, don't bring him back or her back, don't put them on antibiotics, don't give them a feeding tube, it's not that simple. Mm-hmm. So listen to my DNR podcast, and if you've gotten anything out of this one, start to educate yourself on where you are financially and go to worst case scenarios. what if one of us gets dementia? What if one of us breaks a hip and or a broken back or is severely ill and needs help? Because if you think your 85-year-old, 5'2" wife is going to be changing your Depends on your 200-pound frame, that might not be happening.
Exactly. It's physically impossible.
Now all the seniors out there listening to us are going, oh, they're cutting through my denial. I don't like this. You're going to play this for your dad. It could cut through his denial.
Yes. I hope so.
That's where you go, Dad, I was on this podcast. You just have to listen to me.
You were an example of difficulty.
Toward the end of the podcast, which means he has to listen to the whole thing, right?
Exactly.
Any of you out there listening who are taking care of their elderly folks or their grandparents or whatever are doing a wry smile as we're laughing because you know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. This is a tough situation, and it's emotional, and it's scary, and it's complicated. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of the reasons it was really important for us to do this today.
And if we're lucky to be an older person, mm-hmm. then we should have a plan, definitely. So we're not always lucky to grow into our elder years, and it's a way to still enjoy life, but having all of your affairs taken care of.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest gifts you can give your kids mm-hmm. or your heirs is to have all this taken care of, have it laid out, give them a copy of it, tell them where the original is. If you have all of that in place, you create a better atmosphere for your family when you have special needs of this sort, or you pass away. Mm-hmm. I see more families torn apart by all of this not being in preparation.
Right.
So that your denial ends up leaving a legacy of complication and pain. Mm-hmm. Like one of the things I told my mom is, she said, well, I want so-and-so to have this, and I want this person to have that. I said, Mom, put it on a piece of paper and tape it. Tape it really well to the back of that item, to that mm-hmm. picture, to that antique piece. Mm-hmm. Designate who you want to have what. Mm-hmm. And then no one's going to fight over it.
Right.
And she did that. And it was really wonderful. Mm-hmm. That helped. Just, and only with the really important pieces. The rest, you know, take what you want out of the house, people, mm-hmm. grandkids or whatever. But it's this whole elder life, end stage of life stuff is really important. And I think you're saying it's a journey that we need to prepare for mm-hmm. and try to do as seamlessly as possible.
Right.
Is really important.
Yes.
Well, is there anything you can think of that we missed that you wanted to throw in here?
Gosh, we covered a lot. But if you want more, on my website and in my book, I have tips on how to plan better. Good. So if you peruse the website, readingseniorsource.com, you'll see on each page, I'll have tips at the bottom of things to be thinking about. So I think we covered a lot. I know there's more. I do know there's more.
Well, we both know there's more. So when we think about things, we may do a second podcast to fill in some of the blanks. But I think it would be awesome if you did a workshop for people preparing for these type of issues. And took people through, know this stuff, check out this, and maybe even like a 3-week workshop where they meet a couple hours, they come back a week later, and you send them home with homework. How many of you need to make an appointment with your attorney? How many of you need to go home and check that long-term life insurance policy? And will you still be able to afford that when you're in your 80s? Because now it's $1,200 a month.
Right. I had a gentleman actually read my book from cover to cover. He was really sweet, and he's like, I learned so much. And he said, when I saw the estate plan section, he's like, I reviewed my estate plan to make sure that everything was up to date. People can do an estate plan and mm-hmm. they have somebody listed as their executor that's not even living anymore.
Right.
So you have to make sure all these things are up to date.
Or an executor or a power of attorney that's moved away.
Exactly.
Or somebody who is infirm themselves and can't pull it off.
Right.
Yeah, it's huge. So how do people get your book?
So you can, the pickup locations, my 2022 edition just came out. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited.
And
about
I have it.
It
right here.
And you have it.
And I'm going to read it cover to cover.
So you can, the pickup locations in Reading are at the senior center. So Dignity Health Connected Living.
Okay.
They are a pickup location. The Frontier Senior Center in Anderson is also a pickup location. And I've also assigned Home Helpers on Larkspur to be a pickup location. They have really good parking.
Okay. And how much is your book?
My book is free. It's a free publication.
And it's beautiful.
And it's beautiful.
It's amazing.
I only print 1,500 copies, so they go fast. But all these resources are also on my website at mm-hmm. readingseniorsource.com. And I'm currently working on a digital download.
Oh, wonderful.
That I may be charging a little bit for that.
That's, you know, this is such a beautiful book and so well put together and clear. Mm-hmm. I would think people would say, can I buy one for you?
People want to buy one off me all of the time. And I say, just get pick them up since they're free. And then when they're gone, they're gone. And then if you need one mailed to you, I can do that. There'll be a cost for that, of course, shipping. Mm-hmm. And then the digital download as soon as that's up and running. So
that'll be great.
We're working on those things right now. So
that will be great. This is a book that I personally think you should be paid for. It's well done. I can tell that it took a ton of effort on your part.
Took me a few years to write.
Yeah, it's horrendously huge in terms of, and it's just so
my
clear. It's even got large print, you guys. It's
I did 14 point type.
You don't even need your readers to get this. It's well done. And
thank
so
you,
if you
Patty.
Can get a copy, get that. If she needs to mail you one, go to her website. And I would encourage you to maybe think about printing 1,500 more and just selling those. Even, Marianne, you deserve to make some money from this. But if it cost you so much to make 1,500 more copies and you charge some mailing fee and let people order them, this is well worth it.
No, good. I'm glad to hear that.
It's incredible.
Good feedback, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I just want to thank you for taking your time and effort to be here to help people. And if we need to do a second phase,
we will
because we'll think of it.
Yes, we're all about education. So
Marianne Seifert of Marianne's Senior Placement Services, and her website is readingseniorsource.com. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Therapy in a Nutshell today, and I'd like to thank my special guest, Marianne Seifert, for her expertise and her time. And I just want to help heal the world 1 hour at a time. This is Dr. Patty. Talk to you soon.